Lord Jesus, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里证道。
First and foremost, I give thanks to God for giving me this opportunity, to be here to meet up with our brothers and sisters.
首先，我非常感谢神赐给我这个机会，能在这里会见每一位弟兄姐妹。
So may the peace and grace of our Lord Jesus, be with each and every one of us here today.
愿神的平安与恩惠在与在座的大家同在。
Today I'm going to share with you the topic on restoration.
我今天早上想和大家分享的题目是复兴。
I think whenever we think about or talk about restoration, we would think about reviving our faith or restoring the church.
每当我们讲到复兴，我们或许就会讲到如何复兴我们自己的信仰，如何复兴教会的圣工。
Perhaps at times we feel that our faith, after all, is not that strong.
有时候我们会觉得我们的信心其实最终是不是那么的坚强。
Or we feel that the church, is not progressing the way that the Bible teaches.
又或者教会的进展不如圣经所预言的一样。
That's why, we always talk, about restoration.
因此我们常常提到复兴。
In fact, restoration is, one of the themes, in the scriptures.
其实复兴也是书卷里的主题之一。
We find that ever since Adam and Eve sinned against God, this work of restoration has been ongoing.
自从亚当和夏娃得罪神犯罪了之后，复兴的工作就开始了，一直直到现在。
For example, in the time of Noah, God has chosen Noah to build an ark.
就如同在挪亚时代，神吩咐挪亚要建造方舟。
So that God could restore a group of people unto Himself.
因此，神可以复兴一组人来为他自己工作。
We find that this idea of the Lord has not been faded away.
但是，神的这种意思没有淡化。
We know that restoration shall be completed, and it shall come to pass eventually.On the end time true church.
而我们知道复兴最后的工作要在最末世的教会里面看到完成。
We know that this duty has been entrusted upon you and I.
而这个样的责任是托付在你我身上的。
That's why we must, be equipped, to restore the church of God.
也因此我们自己需要装备来复兴神的教会。
So today I'm going to, look at some passages.From the scriptures, for mutual exhortation.
所以我们今天要来查考圣经的几段经文来作为彼此的勉励。
We always say that the first temple built by Solomon represents the apostolic church.
我们说所罗门时代所建的会堂那是圣殿那是代表的使徒时代的教会。
The second temple, represents, the revival,of the apostolic church, performed by the true Jesus church.
而第二次所建的圣殿是预表了复兴使徒时代教会的今天的真教会。
We can first, turn to, First Chronicles chapter 28. Chapter 28.
请翻到历代志上第二十八章。
Please turn to First Chronicles chapter 28.
历代志上的二十八章。
Here Solomon was instructed, to build, the temple.
这里所罗门王被嘱咐要来建造神的圣殿。
The scriptures, tells us that, the idea of building, the temple, first originated from David.
圣经告诉我们，圣殿建造圣殿起初的计划是从大卫来的。
He was prevented from doing so because he had shed much blood.
他愿执意要这么做，因为他感受到了许多的爱。
He was prevented from building a temple because he had shed much blood.
因为神不让他建造圣殿，是因为他手中流了许多人的血。
That's why the God, said to him that, his son Solomon, should, carry out the task.
因此，神嘱咐他的儿子所罗门王来建造圣殿。
I think, First Chronicle chapter 28, we can, identify, two main points.
而在历代志上第二十八章这里，我们可以看出有两点。
We first read, chapter 28, verse 6.
我们请看历代志上二十八章的第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Now he said to me, It is your son Solomon who shall build my house and my court, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father.
第六节，神对我说，你儿子所罗门必建造我的殿和院宇，因为我拣选他做我的子，我也必做他的父。
We know that Solomon was a son of David.
我们知道所罗门是大卫王的儿子。
And here the Lord said to David that he has chosen David's son to be his own son, the son of God.
因此在这里神对大卫说，他已选择了所罗门做他的子。
And God shall be his father.
而神必成为所罗门王的父。
Here we can see the unique relationship between God and Solomon.
在这里我们可以看到所罗门王与神之间独特的关系。
So for him to perform this task of building this massive temple requires him first to become a son of God.
因此要让所罗门能建造神的圣殿，首要的条件就是他能成为神的子。
We can also look at the second point.
我们也可以来看第二点。
We read chapter 28, verse 12.
第二十八章的第十二节。
Chapter 28, verse 12.
历代志上二十八章的第十二节。
And the plans for all that he had by the Spirit of the court of the house of the Lord.Of all the chambers all around, of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries for the dedicated things.
第十二节，又将被圣灵动感动所得的样式，就是神殿的院子周围的房屋、殿的府库和圣物府库的一切样式，都指示他。
There is a blueprint given to the building of the temple here.
这里神把圣殿的蓝图把它给了所罗门。
Here we find that these plans actually came from the Spirit. The 蓝图 the plans came from the Holy Spirit.
我们看到这里神所有的样式都来自圣灵的感动。
So before Solomon could build the temple,
所以在所罗门还未建造圣殿之前，
he must be taught to understand the plans of God.
他也必须被教导明白神的时间。
Because this is the instruction given to him.
因为这是神给他的指示。
So we find that this is quite essential for Solomon to understand.
所以我们也知道这是所罗门务必需要学习跟知道的。
Now we know that the first temple was destroyed.
我们知道第一个圣殿最后被毁。
After 70 years of captivity,
在七十年被掳之后，
God eventually allowed his people to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
神允许他的百姓再次回到耶路撒冷重建他的圣殿。
We find that the foundation was laid on the same site.
我们知道，我们也可以看到圣殿的根基是立在同一个地方的。
And then after the foundation was laid, because of opposition,The rebuilding works was halted for 16 years.
但是当他的圣殿的根基被立下之后，停工了将有16年的时间之久。
So God moved Zechariah and Haggai to stir up the faith of the leaders and the people to start rebuilding the temple.
所以神感动了撒加利亚还有哈该先知，再次激励以色列人回去重建圣殿。
Again, we find that these two elements can be found in their rebuilding work.
但是我们也可以看到，我们之前所读到的这两样要件，在他们重建的过程中也是明显可见的。
We can turn to the book of Haggai.
我们可以看到哈该书。
Please turn to Haggai chapter 2.
请翻到哈该书第二章。
We read the last verse.
请看最后一节。
Verse 23.
哈该书第二章的二十三节。
So in that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says the Lord, and will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, says the Lord of hosts.
哈该书第二章二十三节，万军之主神说，我仆人撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯啊，到那日我必以你为应，因我拣选了你，这是万军之主神说的。
Here we are told that Zerubbabel has been chosen by God.
在这里提到所罗巴伯为神所拣选。
You know that at that time, Zerubbabel is a representative of all those who have been chosen by God to build a house.
而所罗巴伯却也是代表了那些一切被神拣选来做这样圣工的人。
So for one to build the temple of God, he must first be chosen by God.
因此，要使一个人能建造神的圣殿，他首先要先被神拣选。
We can read chapter 2 verse 5.
我们可以看第二章的第五节。
Haggai chapter 2 verse 5.
哈该书第二章的第五节。
According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, saw my Spirit remains among you. Do not fear.
第五节，这是照着你们出埃及，我与你们立约的话，那时我的灵住在你们中间，你们不要惧怕。
Here it talks about God's promise to His people.
这里提到了神与人以色列人之间的立约。
The promise is about His abiding presence with them.
而他与他们之间的应许就是他会住在他们中间。
The Spirit of God shall remain amongst them.
神的灵要住在他们中间。
So we find that the rebuilding work must include these two crucial elements.
所以我们看到重建需要包含这两样要件。
Today we talk about rebuilding the end time true church.
今天我们提到复兴重建末世的教会。
So we must have the presence of the Spirit.
因此我们就必须要有圣灵的同在。
We know that today the Spirit is with us.
我们知道今天神的灵与我们同在。
But what we have to do is to follow what has been given to us.
但是我们今天所需要做的是跟随已经指父给我们的。
We know that the foundation of the church has been laid.
我们知道教会的根基已经被定下。
That's why in the New Testament scriptures we are told.
因此在新约的时候我们这样子被教导。
The foundation has been laid.
根基已经被定下。
There is no other foundation apart from Jesus Christ.
除了主耶稣之外，我们没有别的根基。
So our job is to build upon this foundation of Jesus.
因此，我们的工作就是在根基上面建。
So we must rely on the Spirit to build upon this foundation.
我们也要依靠圣灵在根基上面重建。
We know that to build up the church requires us to follow the truth.
我们知道要重建教会，我们就必须要跟随真理。
Thank God that the church has been given the perfect gospel of salvation.
感谢神，我们教会今天被赐予完全的福音。
In order to ensure that this work can be accomplished by us, we must hold on to the truth that has been given to us.
也要为了要确保这一切的工作能顺利的进行，我们就要紧握着真理。
We cannot lay another foundation.
我们不可以另外立根基。
Or neither can we stray away from the foundation.
又或者从根基中偏差出去。
The other point we need to bear in mind is that we are the children of God. We have been chosen by God.
我们另外要引以为念的就是我们已被神拣选，我们是神的儿女。
But the important thing is that we must prove that we are God's children.
但是我们必须要证明我们就是神的儿女。
The book of Romans tells us that the Spirit testified to our heart that we are God's children.
在罗马书告诉我们，圣灵证明了我们就是神的儿女。
I want you to read Revelation.
我们请看启示录。
Revelation chapter 21.
启示录的二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
启示录的二十一章。
We read verse 3 and then we read verse 7.
请看第三到第七节。
We read verse 3 and then verse 7.
启示录二十一章第三到第七节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and there shall be his people, God himself.Will be with them and be their God.
第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住。他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。”
Here we are told that God shall be our God and we shall be his people.
这里神告诉我们他要成为我们的神我们要做他的子民。
How can we make this to come to pass on us today?
但是我们今天要如何来实现这件事情
We read verse 7.
我们看第七节。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 7.
二十一章的第七节。
He who overcomes shall inherit all things,And I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
第七节，得胜的必承受这些为业，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
Here it tells us about a clear condition that we must fulfill.
这里清楚地告诉我们，我们需要去履行的一个条件。
That we must all become overcomers.
就是我们要承受。
得胜。
我们要得胜。
Only after we have overcome,
只有在我们得胜之后,
then we can be called the children of God.
我们才能称为神的儿子。
Then God shall truly be our God.
而神就真正的成为我们的神。
And I believe only in this way, then we can come together to build up the temple of the Lord.
也因只有这样子，我们才能聚集在一起建造神的圣殿。
When we read the Revelations chapter 2 and chapter 3,
如果我们看启示录的第二章、第三章
we see that one of the key points in these two chapters is about overcoming.
我们在第二章、第三章看到有得胜作为主题。
For example, in chapter 2 verse 7 and chapter 2 verse 11.
比如说在启示录第二章的第七节还有第十一节。
And this idea actually is repeated throughout all the seven messages.To the seven churches.
而这样的讯息在给七间教会的书信里面不断的重复。
We know that in Revelation 2 and 3, God pointed out the mistakes or weaknesses of each church.
我们知道在启示录的第二章、第三章，神指出了每一间教会他们的软弱。
So each church must overcome their own weaknesses.
因此每一个教会需要得胜，战胜自己的弱点。
Likewise, today we must do the same.
同样的，我们今天也是如此。
If we want to truly have a part in this rebuilding project,
如果我们想要在重建的工作有得份，
then we must overcome ourselves, overcome our weaknesses.
我们就必须要得胜自己，战胜软弱。
We realize that there are so many weaknesses in our life.
我们发现在我们的生活中有许多的软弱。
That's why we find that sometimes we feel that we are weak in faith.
因此有时候我们感觉到了信仰中的软弱。
Or even sometimes we feel that the church is not progressing very well.
又或者我们感觉到教会没有往前顺利的进展。
Probably the growth of the church has been stifled by our own weaknesses.
也或许因为教会因着我们的软弱的进展而得到了迟缓。
That's why we must overcome our own weaknesses.
因此我们必须要战胜自己的弱点。
For example, if I am an ill-tempered person,
比如说如果是一个脾气很不好的人
or I'm a person who is not very honest,
或者我是一个不诚实的人
or I'm not able to live in harmony with others,
又或者我没有办法和别人和平相处
all these are my weaknesses.
而这些都是我的软弱。
And we find that these weaknesses can hinder the progress of the church.
而这些软弱都会阻止教会的进展。
Can actually stop the rebuilding work.
也甚至可以停止教会进展的工作。
That's why we need to overcome them.
因此我们必须要得胜。
So that we can be called the children of God.
我们才可以被称为神的儿子。
Let's look at another passage.
我们看另外一个经文。
We turn to Isaiah.
请翻到以赛亚书。
Isaiah, we read chapter 1 and chapter 2.
以赛亚书第一章还有第二章。
Now, chapter 1 here talks about God was angry with his people.
以赛亚书第一章这里提到神向他的百姓发怒。
Because both the rulers and the people alike had become corrupted.
因为管制他们的及百姓都一样的败坏。
That's why that God was very angry with them.
因此神对他们发怒。
We know that this is not just a historical message.
我们知道这不只是历史上的一段讯息。
It was not just given to the people at the time.
不是只有给当时的百姓而已。
We know that this is also a message that points to the future.
我们知道这一段信息也是指着未来。
We can read chapter 1.
我们可以看第一章。
We first read verse 27.
请看二十七节。
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 27.
以赛亚书第一章的二十七节。
Zion shall be redeemed with justice and her penitence with righteousness.
第二十七节，锡安必因公平得蒙救赎，其中归正的人必因公义得蒙救赎。
In the Old Testament scriptures, Zion refers to a group of people whom God has redeemed.
在旧约，锡安所指的是一群已经被神救赎的人。
We know that Zion represents the church in the New Testament time.
而我们知道，在新约，锡安预表的是神的教会。
So we find that what God wants to see is justice and righteousness in the church.
因此，神要看到的是公平还有正义在教会里面。
If we say a church has been fully restored.
如果我们说一个教会已经完全被复兴
It means that the church is filled with the justice and righteousness of God.
我们就可以说这个教会已经有神的公平还有公义了
Meaning that whatever is done within the church,
因此也是说在不管在教会里面做什么
The church shall manifest the very nature or virtues of God.
教会就会反映神真正的神性还有公义。
So today we can look at ourselves.
因此今天我们可以查看自己。
Or we can even, think about the things that have happened within the church.
又或者看一看最近在教会所发生的事情。
Does the church shine forth the righteousness and justice of the Lord?
教会是不是真的显现出神的公平还有公义呢
？This is a very important question to ask.
这是一个非常关键的一个问题。
So when we talk about restoration,
因此当我们提到复兴
it is not about just about the physical expansion of the church.
不是只是在外表上教会不断的扩张。
It includes the improvement of spiritual qualities.
它所包含的也是属灵上面的品质。
So when we talk about restoration, we must not ignore this as spiritual qualities.
因此，当我们提到复兴，不要忽略了属灵上两样的要件。
Now we look at chapter 2.
请看第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 4 here, talks about the re-emergence of Zion.
在以赛亚书第二章一节到四节，这里提到了锡安山的锡安山的
重建。
Now,
if you look at verse one, verse two to verse four, we find that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on top of the other mountains.
在第二章第二节到第四节，这里所提到的就是神的山必高过诸山。
We know that the church has been given the perfect gospel of salvation.
因为神的教会今天赋予真理。
That's why when the church was first established.
因此，当教会刚被建的时候
many people came to accept the faith and believe in the church.
许多人来到教会，相信了真理，接受了福音。
But it seems that after a while, the church goes through a period of struggle.
但是我们看见时间过后，教会面临到了挑战。
If chapter 2, the first part of chapter 2 talks about the true Jesus church.
在第二章的前半段提到的就是真耶稣教会。
Then we find that there is still much work to be done.
那我们就会发现我们后面还有许多的工作需要完成。
We know that God is going to purge the church.
我们知道神将赎出教会。
Because we are still far from the required standard of the Lord.
因为我们还远远的没有到达神所要求的标准。
We read chapter 2.
我们请看第二章。
I want you to read verse 11.
第十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
第二章的第十一节。
The lofty looks of men shall be humbled, the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down. All the Lord, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day.
第十一节，到那日，眼目高傲的必降为卑，性情狂傲的都必屈膝，唯独主神被尊崇。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
For the day of the Lord of hosts shall come upon everything proud and lofty, upon everything lifted up, and it shall be brought low.
第十二节，必有万军主神降法的一个日子，要临到骄傲狂妄的一切自高的都必降为卑。
It seems that it will come a time that God will do something about those who are proud and lofty.
可以看到在这里，那一日将到，神将会对高傲的人有所处理。
Now the question is, where is he going to do it? Where is the place?
但是问题是，他什么在哪里要开始施行？
Now we turn to Zephaniah.
请看，在我们再翻到西番雅书。
Zephaniah chapter 3.
西番雅书第三章。
We read verse 11.
第十一节。
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 11.
西番雅书第三章的第十一节。
In that day you shall not be ashamed for any of your deeds in which you transgress against me, for then I will take away from your midst those who rejoice in your pride, and you shall no longer be haughty in my holy mountain.
第十一节，当那日，你必不因你一切得罪我的事自觉羞愧，因为那时我必从你中间除掉矜夸高傲之辈，你也不再与我的圣山狂傲。
Here the place is in God's holy mountain.
这里就是从神的圣山开始。
We know that the holy mountain represents the church.
而我们知道神的圣山就是预表教会。
God wants us to remain meek and humble in His presence.
神希望我们在他的面前是谦卑的。
Zephaniah tells us that God will remove, will purge out all the proud and lofty.
而在这里，西番雅书也告诉我们，神会从教会中除掉一切高傲之人。
We read verse 12.
第十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 12.
第三章的第十二节。
I will live in your midst, a meek and humble people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord.
第十二节，我却要在你中间留下困苦贫穷的民，他们必投靠我主神的名。
You know that pride is an abomination in the eyes of God.
我们知道高傲在神眼中是为可恶的。
Satan sinned from the beginning because of pride.
从起初，撒旦因为骄傲
而犯罪。And as a result, Satan fell.
也因为这个结果，所以撒旦堕落。
If you look at the account in Genesis, how the Satan tempted Eve.
如果我们翻回到创世纪，我们可以看到撒旦是如何引诱亚当还有夏娃。
You find that he introduced the idea of being proud to be like God.
他首先介绍了要与神一样这种骄傲的观念给了亚当和夏娃。
So he said to Eve.
所以他对夏娃这么说
：You shall be like God, knowing good and evil.
你必像神之一样知道善恶。
The idea of pride was introduced.
骄傲的这个观念就进入了世界。
We know that God does not allow this to happen in the church.
我们知道神不允许这样的事情在教会发生。
God will definitely remove pride.
神必定要除掉高傲。
That's why we must remain humble before God.
因此在神的面前我们必须要保持谦卑。
We read a passage in Proverbs.
我们看箴言。
We turn to chapter 16.
箴言的第十六章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 16.
箴言第十六章。
We read verse 5.
第五节。
Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though they join forces, none will go unpunished.
第十六章第五节，凡心里骄傲的，为主神所憎恶。虽然联手，他必不免受罚。
Here is like even the conception of pride is an abomination.
甚至心中感为骄傲的，在神面前都视为可恶的。
Maybe the act of pride has not been shown yet.
或许在行为上，我们还没有表现出我们的骄傲。
But the conception of it is already an abomination in the eyes of God.
当我们心怀骄傲的时候，在神面前就已经见为可恶的。
God hates pride.
神憎恶骄傲。
That's why we need to be humble before God.
因此在神面前我们必须要保持谦卑。
So for the church to be fully restored to her former glory.
因此如果要教会复兴到先前的荣耀。
Then we must learn to be humble. And we need to be humbled by God.
我们必须要学习谦卑，也要让神使我们谦卑。
Let's look at another passage.
我们再看另外一段经文。
We turn to Amos chapter 9.
请看阿摩斯书。
Please turn to Amos chapter 9.
阿摩斯书的第九章。
We read verse 11 and verse 12.
第十一节，第十二节。
Verse 11.
第九章第十一节。
On that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and repair its damages. I will raise up its ruin.And rebuild it as in the days of old.
第十一节，到那日，我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕，堵住其中的破口，把那破坏的建立起来，重新修造，像古时一样。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
That they may possess the remnants of Edom and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord who does these things.
第十二节，使以色列人得以东所剩余的和所有称我名下的国，此乃行这事的主神说的。
This is the traditional belief of the church.
这是教会传统的信念。
And we believe that verse 11 talks about the restoration of the church.
我们相信第十一节所提到的就是复兴的教会。
The tabernacle of David here refers to the church.
大卫倒塌的帐幕指的就是教会。
And we know that this tabernacle shall be revived.
而我们知道这个帐幕将会被重建起来。
If we look at this verse very carefully,
如果我们专心地读这两个经节，
Here it talks about repairing its damages and raising up its ruins.
要修建要像古时一样，要重建如古时一样。
Now what does it mean here?
那这预表了什么呢？
What does it mean to repair its damages or to raise up its ruins?
要重新修建像古时一样，预表的是什么？
We turn to Ezekiel.
请翻到以西结书。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
以西结书第三十六章。
We read verse 33.
第三十三节。
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 33.
以西结书三十六章的三十三节。
Thus says the Lord God, on the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will also enable you to dwell in the cities, and the ruins shall be rebuilt.
第三十三节。主神如此说，我洁净你们，使你们脱离一切罪孽的日子，必使诚意有人居住，荒场再被建造。
Here it says, ruin shall be rebuilt.
这里说荒场再被建造。
Now, when we look at verse 33,
如果我们看33节，
this ruin to be rebuilt means the cleansings of iniquities.
荒场再被建造，这里所指的是罪孽的洗净。
We know that the first temple was devastated on account of the sin committed by the people. The devastation of the first temple is the result of people committed sin against God.
我们知道第一圣殿所被毁的原因来自人的犯罪。
So for us to rebuild this spiritual temple,
因此我们今天要重建属灵的教会。
We must cleanse ourselves.
我们必须要先洁净自己。
Then we find that all this ruin shall be rebuilt.
而我们就发现荒场就会再被建造。
We know that God departs from sinner.
我们知道神会离开罪。
If the church is with sin, then God will depart from the church.
如果教会里面有罪，神就会离开教会。
That's why we have to cleanse ourselves.
因此我们要洁净自己。
So by cleansing ourselves, actually is rebuilding the temple, spiritual temple at the same time.
所以当我们洁净自己的同时，也是重建属灵圣殿的同时。
We read verse 38.
请看三十八节。
Chapter 36, verse 38.
三十六章的三十八节。
Like a flock offered as holy sacrifices, like the flock at Jerusalem on its feast day, so shall the ruined city be filled with the flock of men. Then they shall know that I am the Lord.
三十八节，耶路撒冷在守节做祭物所献的羊群怎样多，照样。荒凉的城邑必被人群充满，他们就知道我是主神。
So we find that when this ruined city is rebuilt,
所以我们知道当荒凉的城市再被建造，
then it shall be filled with flocks of men.
我们就会被如同羊群般的人所充满。
You know, sometimes the church may not progress very well.
我们知道有时候教会不是进展得很好。
Maybe there are some inherent problems.
或许在里面有内在的问题。
Or perhaps we have not purged ourselves from these iniquities.
又或许我们没有从我们的罪恶中所洁净。
We find that once these iniquities are purged,
但是我们发现当我们从我们的罪里面所洁净，
and then people will flood into the church.
人就会涌入教会。
Now we turn back to Amos chapter 9.
我们再翻回到阿摩斯书。
We read verse 12.
阿摩斯书第九章的第十二节。
Amos chapter 9 verse 12.
阿摩斯书第九章第十二节。
Here it mentions two groups of people.
这里提到两组人。
The first is the remnants of Edom.
就是第一组以东所剩余的。
The second is the Gentiles.
第二组就是外邦人。
It is not difficult for us to understand that Gentiles would come to call upon the name of the Lord.
使我们了解外邦人要来呼求神的名，这样子的观念不难了解。
We can see this in Acts of the Apostle.
我们看到在使徒时代。
We can also see this happen in the end time true church.
在使徒时代所发生的，也会在末世的教会里面所看到。
We find that, you know, in some pioneering areas, there are many non-believers who came to believe in the church.
在有一些我们现在扩展的地方，也看到有一些以前信的信徒又回到了教会。
Non-believers, 不相信。
没有信的人来到了教会。
Now what about the first categories of people?
那第一组这里所提到的人呢？
The remnants of Edom.
以东所剩余剩的。
What does Edom represent?
以东所预表的是什么？
We must win these people over as well. We must win them over, bring them back.
我们也必须要把以东这些所余剩的人赢过来。
We turn to Ezekiel.
请翻到以西结书。
Please turn to Ezekiel chapter 25.
以西结书三十五章。
25.
第二十五章。
Ezekiel chapter 25.
以西结书第二十五章。
We read verse 12.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Thus says the Lord.Because of what Edom did against the house of Judah by taking vengeance and has greatly offended by avenging itself on them.
第十二节，主神如此说，因为以东报仇雪恨，攻击犹大家，向他们报仇，大大有罪。
We know that the forefather of the Edomites, Esau.
我们知道以东人的祖先以扫。
You know that Esau and Jacob were brothers.
以扫和雅各他们是兄弟。
So when you read the book of Obadiah and Ezekiel chapter 25,
当我们读到厄巴底亚书的时候，还有以西结书，
we find that the Edomites rejoice in the sufferings of Israel.
以东人因为以色列人所受的苦而大大欢喜。
They show no concern to their own half brothers.
他们对他们所谓的手足一点同情心都没有。
So in Ezekiel chapter 25,
所以在以西结书第25章
这里we find that Edomites are people who are very revengeful, full of vengeance.
以东人心里有报仇邪恨的心。
So sometimes in the church,
有时候在教会里面
we find that there may be misunderstanding.
我们会发现有许多的误解。
And because of misunderstanding, you know, it built up a kind of war amongst brothers and sisters.
也因为这些误会使弟兄姐妹之间有了如同战争般的关系。
If we want to build up the church,
如果我们要重建教会,
then we must demolish the wall. We must dismantle the wall.
我们必须要先解除这个征战。
And we must win over the Edomites.
我们要把以东人再次的赢回来。
We must use the love of Christ to win them over.
我们必须要用基督的爱把他们赢回来。
Because we know that only with the love of Jesus, we can draw people unto Christ.
我们知道只有靠着主耶稣的爱，我们才能使人就近主耶稣。
If we want people to see the love of Jesus,
如果我们要人看见基督的爱，
then there must be love in the church in the first place. There must be love in the church in the first place. There must be love in the church.
他们必须在教会里面要首先有爱。
That is, misunderstanding must be removed.
也就是说，误解必须要删除。
We must win over the Edomites.
我们要把以东人再次的赢回来。
Only in this way we find that the church can be fully built.
只有这样子，我们才可以看到完全复兴的教会。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们唱诗。
171.
171首。
One foundation is Jesus Christ alone. He is every creation, with water by the word. From hand he came and sold the things all he broke.On bloody water, and for her life he died. From every nation, yet one or only one, the chapter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth.One holy name she blesses, for there's an holy good, and to one hope she presses, with every grace and due. The vapors come for one, the man sees her soThe rock where she doth rest. Yet saints dear with a cubic, your crowns are alone. Concerned and light of beaming shall be the morn of sun.Humans of our own, humans the consummation of peace forevermore. Deal with the vision glorious, the light of us alone. Then church victorious shall be the church's room. Please be seated. Now we are going to have our concluding prayer.
我们现在来做结束的祷告。
In our prayer, we pray for one another.
在祷告中，我们彼此代祷。
We also pray for the divine work here.
我们也为神的圣工代祷。
Let's kneel down to pray.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。